Here with Eric Weddle, WFYI News Education Reporter. Eric, welcome.
Hey, Chris. Thanks a lot.
So, Eric, the first topic we're tackling out of the gate is this ongoing conflict at the top of the education policymaking food chain here in this state, and that's the conflict between Democratic Superintendent of Public Instruction Glenda Ritz and the members of the State Board of Education.
Right. It's one that we've seen going on in the public for more than a year, and it's attracted the attention of the public and lawmakers.
So let's back up a little bit. Ritz was elected back in 2012. That's the same year Governor Pence is elected. Mm-hmm. Explain the circumstances surrounding that election.
Sure. Her election came after 4 years of very fast-paced school reform here in Indiana. We saw the expansion of charter schools, the creation of voucher system and limits on teacher collective bargaining under former Governor Mitch Daniels and former Superintendent Tony Bennett.
And a lot of those things unpopular with teachers, they really got behind her in that election, right?
Right. Glenda Ritz was kind of seen probably as a dark horse. No one thought she would actually win, but the grassroots came up, and she ended up getting more votes than Governor Pence did in the election.
So she really seemed to have the wind beneath her wings after this election. But what's happened since then?
Sure. She was elected by a large majority, but people still thought there'd be some problems since she and Governor Pence really weren't on the same page on school policy. It wasn't until mid-2013 we started to see some of those problems.
So Governor Pence created this organization that sort of competed with the Department of Education, which is led by the superintendent.
Right. Through an executive order, he created the Center for Education and Career Innovation, often referred to as CECI, and they basically became the staff of the State Board of Education by using money from the department to fund it, and also kind of became seen as the education arm for Pence's office. And after they were created, we started to see some distrust and tension between Ritz and the department and the State Board of Education, and that really started to play out in like fall of 2013. We saw that in the meetings.
Let's take a listen to an example of that.
Do I have a second?
Brad.
Second. There's...
Our procedures allow that.
Brad, it takes me and three other people to put something on the agenda. We shouldn't have to deal with this.
Madam Superintendent, with all due respect, the meeting procedures clearly state, and I've got them in front of me, that when we have a special circumstance, that it does take the chair and three people. I believe we have a special circumstance. I felt like I laid the case
and
I have a right to appeal the chair.
So, Eric, these meetings have been really tense.
Sure. So what we just heard was State Board Member Brad Oliver attempting to put an item on the agenda that was actually critical of Rich's leadership, and the superintendent wasn't allowing it. And oddly enough, that's been one of the big issues on this board. No one agrees on how items can be put on the agenda.
So it's obvious they don't get along at this point. What's been the fallout of these disagreements?
Sure. Anyone, who's read the news in the past year and a half have seen the fallout, and it includes a lot of arguments in public between Ritz and the state board. We've seen Ritz sue the board. We've seen members of the board write open letters that have criticized Ritz's leadership. And during this, Governor Pence actually brought in a mediator hoping to fix some of these problems. That was a year ago. Not much has really changed since then.
Bring us up to date then. There have been a couple of measures at the State House early in this session aimed at moving policy control from the shared model to one more weighted toward the rest of the state board. What are those legislative measures, and explain why they're controversial?
Sure. Well, I think as we've seen all of this fallout we just mentioned, a lot of Republican lawmakers hold the majority. This feel like Superintendent Ritz cannot control that board and follow through in the policy. So what we've seen is multiple bills in the House and Senate that look to do two things. One is to basically remove her as the chairperson of the board by having the board elect its own chairperson. She would still be a member. The other would take some of the responsibilities now overseen by the department and give it to the board.
So these two pieces of legislation, there was a hearing Thursday in the House Education Committee. Superintendent Ritz actually testified in front of the committee. Let's take a listen to that testimony.
Put simply, I have spent the last 2 years doing what the General Assembly asked and what our schools needed. Yes, there has been the politics, but the discourse and the debate has led to good policy implementation and positive change in our education system for students. Changes that a superintendent cannot do alone. I needed and will continue to require the assistance of everyone involved to implement your policy.
So that was Superintendent Ritz. She was testifying against House Bill 1609, which would basically remove her as chair of the board.
So the House committee Thursday voted on both of these proposals, and now they move on to the full House. What are the chances that they make it out of the full House into the Senate, end up becoming law?
Well, we heard a lot of people who spoke against and for 1609 and also House Bill 1486. Those are both moving on to the House. And I think a lot of Republicans, you know, who is the majority here, are going to support both of these measures.
WFYI News education reporter Eric Weddle, thank you for keeping us up to date.
Thanks a lot, Chris.